Despite still declining revenues, the budget avoids service cuts and tax hikes, while adding about $1 million to the city's healthy reserve fund and paying for a new 311 customer service hotline. In addition, the budget includes the mayor's new employee pay raise plan, which promises $3.2 million for salary increases, $400,000 more than the mayor originally proposed. Duriya Farooqi is the city's chief operating officer.
The mayor and the administration has made a commitment to a fiscally sustainable pay structure and set of increases for employees.
All employees earning less than about $60,000 will get between a 1% to 3.5% pay raise. Ken Allen, head of the International Brotherhood of Police Officers, which represents about 1,200 Atlanta officers, was satisfied with the ultimate deal. He said most importantly, the mayor's plan provides a framework to establish a permanent funding source for future pay raises.
The commitment for the long-term part of it is what's the biggest thing to me. There's a lot of numbers that we've already put together that'll fit into place as soon as we can be at the table. But to be at the table is the most important part.
The plan calls for the creation of a salary compensation committee made up of the mayor, city council members, and union reps. The committee is tasked with identifying government inefficiencies to fund future pay raises. Mayor Reed says one area already identified is getting more officers to show up in traffic court.
If our law enforcement officers improve their participation in the judicial process, that's somewhere between $3 to $5 million without doing anything differently.
Three council members, including Finance Chair Felicia Moore, voted against the budget plan. Moore said it didn't prioritize employee salaries enough. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.